Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with our call to worship. As we praise the God of the universe, our Creator, our Savior, and Lord, it is not only right and fitting, but quite necessary that we give Him all the glory that He deserves. To God be the glory.
Salvation was secured as he prayed, not my will, but thine be done. Who can know the torments of the cross where his grace and love us in our need.
as our Almighty God. Lord, you alone deserve the glory. We praise you for your might, your wisdom, your love, and forgiveness. We give you glory for the plan of salvation you put in place according to your foreknowledge. Before creation, you knew us. Such knowledge is just too wonderful for us to even begin to understand. And as you sent your only begotten Son, so that whoever believes on him would not perish but have everlasting life, we give you all the glory and thanks for your amazing grace. Thank you for the ability that you give us to give you praise. We worship you today with our hearts, our minds, and bodies. Lord, we can only serve you through the power of your Holy Spirit. And God, as we are just passing through this world, help us not to focus on leaving a legacy behind, but that all we say and do would clearly be seen and remembered in a way to bring all glory and praise to Jesus Christ. God, help us. Let it be so. Amen.
of honor, worthy of praise is he. He has redeemed me by the blood of the Lamb, and he has set my spirit free. Worthy of glory, worthy of honor, worthy of praise is he.
To Worship is a listener-supported program. Thank you for your letters, your generosity, and faithful support. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Thank you for worshiping with us today. Thank you for listening to Call to Worship, as we're doing all to the glory of God.
He wraps himself in light as with a garment. He spreads out the heavens and walks on the wings of the wind. He sends forth the springs from the valleys. They flow between mountains. The birds of the air dwell by the water, lifting their voices in song, singing glory, glory, glory to the Lamb. All praises and sun knows its setting. He looks at the earth and it trembles. He touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praises to my God. As long as I live, praises to the Lord, oh my soul. Singing glory, glory, glory to the Lamb. All praises and honor forever.
Our Lord is God of the universe, the Creator, and we are His creation. And since there is no good thing within us, and He is our Savior and King, He alone is worthy of our worship and to be praised. All that we do should be to the glory of God. Let's begin with 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Whether, therefore, you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Colossians 3. Whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. All creation gives glory to God. We find this in Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims His handiwork. As we see God at work in the universe, in creation, all around us, in others, and in our own lives, we should give Him glory. Listen to John 11. Now a certain man was ill, Lazarus, of Bethany, the village of Mary, and her sister Martha. So the sisters sent to him, saying, Lord, he whom you love is ill. But when Jesus heard it, he said, This illness does not lead to death. It is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. And as we remember the account, Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead just a few days later. To the church of believers in Rome was written, May God, who gives this patience and encouragement, help you live in complete harmony with one another, as is fitting for followers of Christ Jesus. Then all of you can join together with one voice, giving praise and glory to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, accept each other just as Christ has accepted you, so that God will be given glory. 2 Corinthians 4. Since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what has been written, I believed, and so I spoke. We also believe, and so we also speak, knowing that He who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and bring us with you into His presence. For it is all for your sake, so that as grace extends to more and more people, it may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. Philippians chapter 2. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Though He was God, He did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, He gave up His divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When He appeared in human form, He humbled Himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross. Therefore, God elevated Him to the place of highest honor and gave Him the name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The triumphal entry is another example of how that Jesus, as the King, deserves all praise and glory from man and creation. The disciples had followed His instructions to pick up a donkey. We find this in Luke 19. And they brought it to Jesus, and throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. And as He rode along, they spread their cloaks on the road. As He was drawing near, already on the way down the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of His disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Him, Teacher, rebuke your disciples. He answered, I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out. Ephesians chapter 3. Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, forever. Amen. As you go about your day today, in everything you do, perform those tasks to the praise and glory of God. The psalmist David sums it all up in Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heaven. Praise Him for His mighty works. Praise His unequaled greatness. Praise Him with a blast of the ram's horn. Praise Him with a lyre and harp. Praise Him with a tambourine and dancing. Praise Him with strings and flutes. Praise Him with a clash of cymbals. Praise Him with loud clanging cymbals. Let everything that breathes sing praise to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen and amen.
Oh, of sin and sadness, drive the dark out of away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken, and in song, as we've been reminded to do all to the glory of God. I hope that this time has been an important part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write to us. Our address, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And if you're not a believer, please listen. God is personally calling you today. Believe Jesus, and you will be saved from the penalty of your sin. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Pray this simple prayer right now. Lord Jesus, I admit that I am a sinner. Please forgive me of my sins and come into my life as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for hearing my prayer. Friend, if you prayed this prayer and meant it, Jesus Christ promised to come into your heart, forgive your sins, and give you a new life. When you make a decision, please let us know. By mail, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Or contact us directly through our website, calltoworship.us. There you'll find more information about this ministry, and you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely right there. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him.
The Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, let's hear it again.
Thank you. Jesus came and he took me in. Just live. Now I give him all my problems and I'm his forevermore. You need to give God all of the praise of it. Oh, 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 yeah. You need to give God all the glory. Give him the glory. You need to give him glory. Give him the glory. You need to give the glory. Give him the glory. Jesus. Oh, we love.